The highlight of the week is a fashion show, Threads. It takes place each year on the campus of Central Michigan University.
Threads is a fashion show that's our 20-year anniversary this year, so it's been around for a long time. And it is an event that was put on by students.
That's Ian Mull, a faculty member in CMU's Fashion, Merchandising, and Design Department. He's also the show's advisor.
It takes countless hours and people to put on an event like this. There's probably 300 to 400 people that get involved in putting on a show that's going to be 30 minutes long.
So in our classes, we have a lot of opportunities to create and design for the show. So that's what a lot of students do.
Tiffany Griffiths is a CMU student and one of this year's featured designers.
So this year I was really inspired by watercolors and floral designs, so I decided to combine both of them and hand paint my fabrics. So each look is supposed to be a walking watercolor painting.
I keep thinking like Monet.
Yeah, I'm really inspired by art and different artists, definitely.
Griffith says that actually the French Impressionist Edgar Degas was her muse for this year, and that other designers in the show also draw from things that matter to them.
And everyone's inspiration comes from somewhere deep, so it's not really a superficial thing because it like conveys a lot of emotion and their feelings, and everyone's inspired by everything.
Those inspirations include different cultures, people the designers love, and even the world around them, which sounds a lot like the process behind other works of art by artists like Degas, Rembrandt, or Van Gogh.
It's about really the thought that you have and the original design you come up with on paper and how that is executed into real life. You have to come up with your original sketches. You create them into technical flats on the computer, and then you create the pattern, which is really the most important step and the biggest step.
Griffiths tells me that students in CMU's fashion and merchandising program are constantly learning new skills, and sometimes that means going back to the basics.
It was basically just learning the fundamentals of sewing, because you have to know how to sew to design. I remember my grandma was really surprised because people always learned to sew back in the day, but now, like, everybody in the fashion design program knows how to sew.
Griffith says she's most intrigued by what she refers to as functional fashion.
I'm really interested in even the automotive industry and like pattern making for seats. And there's even people who go off and design for the government for things like military uniforms and stuff. So yeah, those are examples of functional fashion.
In fact, design and merchandising instructor Ian Mull says you might be surprised at just how many different kinds of jobs are available in the fashion world, away from the runways and photo shoots we typically think of.
It's so diverse in what you can do in fashion, whether you'd be fashion design, you could be a merchant, you could work in logistics with fashion, you could be a sales rep, you could be a technical designer. It's a huge industry.
Mull says it's a business that thrives in that gray area between what we as humans want versus what we need.
We need to have clothes, right, to protect us from the elements, especially in Michigan, right, where it's really cold or really hot. So clothing does protect us, but it also has that other side where we can show our personality, we can show our individuality.
So what should we as consumers expect to be the next big trend in style as Michigan slowly inches its way to spring? Alexis Kelly is another fashion merchandising and design student at CMU.
Everyone's wearing like a lot of the ruffles and the oversized sleeves. I think that's a huge trend that's coming. Lavender is huge right now. Lavender loafers, lavender blouses.
Tell me basic black is still a classic.
Black will always be a classic.
But Tiffany Griffiths says to remember that when it comes down to what we wear, beauty is truly in the eye of the beholder.
I would say wear what you love and what captivates you, really, and what expresses you. And I think once you do that, people really see, like, start to see a little bit inside of you.
For CMU Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Adams.